News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, in the midst of the pandemic, another epidemic, that of crack cocaine and the violence that follows in its wake, has taken control in Dublin. That's according to the Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, who joins us now. Archbishop, what have you seen of this crack cocaine epidemic?
Well, since I've been appointed an Archbishop, I've been doing regular pastoral visits to many of the parishes around the city. And one of the things that constantly comes up with people that I meet there, priests and, community leaders, people who are working in the parish, is that this has become an issue of major concern for parents and communities in many, many of our parishes. It's quite a major issue in the city. I believe it's quite extensive and it's insidious.
You say a societal approach is required. What does that mean in plain language?
I think what that means in plain language is, what I said was that the causes are deep and they're complex. That you have conditions, for example, of poverty and social disadvantage on the one hand. You have another, on the other side, affluence. Both of these are playing into the whole epidemic that we have at the moment. And it's not just a matter of, say, of cutting off the supply. That's one way we've tried. But you also want us to look at the demand. So in terms of trying to deal with it, one needs to look at things like education, supporting communities, supporting centres that are trying to deal with it. And, I made all of these comments in the context of Advent, which is a kind of a season of hope and a time of hope, to encourage people and to support people who are struggling, people who have committed efforts, in groups that need to be supported. And while I didn't mention this in the homily, it is a factor that was in the back of my mind. I was very conscious and mindful of the fact that it was the 25th anniversary of the first national drug strategy and the establishment of a national drugs task force. And that set about tackling the supply and the demand issues. And I did it in a way that was using local knowledge. It had credibility, it had local people, it had education. So it was a very comprehensive approach where everybody was playing their part. Sometimes, I suppose, we think of, the Gardaí should sort this problem out, which is only dealing with one end of it, or the court should sort it out, or the government should sort it out.
Less of the war on drugs approach.
Well, it's a combination.
Okay. The problem, I suppose, is that, and I think you referenced this in your homily, then drugs use has become normalised across all sectors of society.
Correct. And that's a problem. So, we had a heroin epidemic many years ago in the city, but it's more complex now because not only have you crack cocaine, but you have all these synthetic drugs, which people are taking at weekends almost in inverted commas socially or recreationally.
We've cocaine we're told, every GAA club in the country, every football club in the country, every small town and village in the country.
Yes. So that's the normalisation. As I said, it's become as normal as going out for a pint and, to start to take drugs. And once that happens, it becomes almost extensive, endemic, insidious. And, people who take them at weekends who are affluent, say they're, washing my hands. I can wash my hands. It's nothing really to do with me. But they're contributing to the problem. And that's where I'm talking about, the idea of affluence plays, the fact that we can actually pay for these things creates a problem.
You think they are fueling
yes,
the situation?
I believe they're fueling the situation. They're certainly making it lucrative for the people who bring in these drugs, and people like that can't wash their hands or consider that they haven't blood in their hands.
Archbishop,
and the other issue that you have is that it's at one stage, you might say it was young adults, but now, from my understanding of listening to people on the ground, is there's young children involved in this and have become entrapped in it. We can't wash our hands. We are accomplices. In some sense, people who take drugs are accomplices to this entrapment of children and young people, young men and young women. And I'm talking about children down in primary school.
Okay. All right. We will leave it there. Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.